Well, good afternoon and welcome to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the Manufacturer and Business Association Business Magazine. And with us today is someone who is certainly familiar to many of our listeners, Karen Billowith. She is the President and CEO of the Erie Community Foundation here in Erie, Pennsylvania. Welcome, Karen.
Good afternoon and thank you. Happy to be here.
And why she's here today, Karen has agreed to be the guest speaker for the MBA's Impact Luncheon and Nonprofit Fair on July 24th. That's here in Erie at the MBA Conference Center. So make sure to put that on your calendars. It's going to be a great event. And so, Karen, let's get started. I really want to talk to you about, as being one of the most high-profile nonprofit leaders in our region, you really do have a unique perspective on community philanthropy and in the importance of giving back. And please share your thoughts with our members, their teams, and many who are involved with the Erie Community Foundation in one way or another about your experience and why that's important.
Thank you. And thanks for such a great opening question. You are correct. The Community Foundation has a very unique perspective on philanthropy because we work with donors and community partners who contribute to all of the nonprofits in our region. And then we do grant making and other community activities where we're benefiting the great nonprofits in the region. So we sit at the middle of that, where generosity meets good work. And that's a really special place to be. So I would say, just as an opening statement, and we can talk more about this, that it's really important for all of your members and people in the community to understand the critical role that nonprofit and community organizations play in our community. And I don't know that we think about it often, but probably every single day, every resident in our community is touched in one way or another by a nonprofit organization. So at the Community Foundation, we intersect with over 500 nonprofit organizations throughout the year, and they range from organizations in education, health, economic development, neighborhood development, and quality of life. So everything from pets and healthcare to jobs and workforce development.
Well, it's very impactful, and we're very excited about you speaking at our event, but I wanted to touch on this. It's been about 3 years since you joined Erie Community Foundation, and you've made great strides in leading the foundation's efforts. I know your goal is to inspire, engage, empower donors and communities across the region, but what achievements since you've been in that position are you most proud of?
Well, one of the things that really attracted me to this role and to Erie as a community was that Erie was really a community where public, private, and nonprofit partners were working together on really thinking about how do we solve some of the entrenched issues in our community. So the landscape was ripe for the Community Foundation to play a leadership role in helping bring community together around some important issues. And I'm really proud that we've built on the foundation that was laid by my predecessor and all of our team here at the Community Foundation and our donors to think about how do we move some of this work forward. And one of the ways that we've done that, really thinking about the engage and empower part of our mission statement, is through an organization or an entity called Infinite Erie. And that came out of the investment playbook. And I know that the MBA has covered this and had speakers on this, but really now, 2 years into that work, we're starting to see the success. And that takes a commitment, not only of the Community Foundation, but other partners as well. One of the other things that I'm really proud of is the success of our regional affiliates. So we have regional affiliate foundations in Cory, Northeast, Union City, and Findlay Lake, and they continue to grow through our support, but also the efforts of their volunteer board of directors. And that's really what we're all about at the Community Foundation, is inspiring philanthropy throughout the community in many different ways.
Well, Karen, what are some exciting initiatives? You mean you have a lot going on that are underway in 2024 that you want to highlight?
Well, the first that I will highlight, and you'll hear more about this, is, you know, one of our most impactful events throughout the year is Erie Gives Day. And that's coming up this year on August 13th, the second Tuesday in August. And I like talking about this because it is a way that not only can every individual in our community participate with a gift of $25 or more, but also it benefits over 500 organizations. So it's a true community giving event. It's one of the most democratic giving events because donors choose the organizations that they want to support. So we're busy in the planning stages of that, and we're really excited about that. But also, as I said, you know, we're really excited about the work we're doing through Infinite Erie. And as part of that work, we have been very involved in an initiative called Housing First Erie. And the goal of that is to, as part of an overall comprehensive strategy to address homelessness in our community, we will provide, so really acquire and build 150 units for our chronically homeless residents in the community. So this is a population that's not currently being served in a robust way. And we're working with a lot of partners on that to make that happen. We expect to house 25 folks by the end of this year.
Well, and that's fantastic. They'll make a huge impact here in Erie and the surrounding regions. Tell us about Erie Gives a little bit more. I wanted to know, you know, you told us the date and it is exciting, but just the what you're anticipating for this year. I know you've set records in the past. What are you looking at for this year?
Well, it's almost impossible to think about it that last year we raised over $8.2 million. So we always want to do better year by year, but that's really such an incredible number for a community the size of Erie. And I always say that because I've worked in other communities and seen other giving days, and Erie has outsized generosity. So let's just start there. But this year we have a couple of new incentives and things that are and partnerships that are going to, I think, create some more buzz in the community and possibly inspire more giving. One is a partnership with Country Fair. So Country Fair has always done the Pump for Charity. You might be familiar with that. And their charity this year is Erie Gives. So they're already promoting it. If you go and buy gas at Country Fair, you'll see the Erie Gives logo. And we're really excited about that. We also always have new nonprofits that participate every year. And last year, we launched a new web platform for the giving site, and it really provides the opportunity for individual nonprofits to tell their story better. And this is the key to success in Erie Gives. People always ask us, you know, how do we do better? And this platform allows each individual nonprofit to go on and load photos, videos, so they can do more engagement to try to attract donations to their nonprofit.
That's wonderful. And what besides charitable giving, when we talk about giving back, what are some of the best ways employers can get involved and give back, in your opinion?
Employers and employees can get involved in different ways. I think a lot of larger employers have programs where they encourage groups of employees to volunteer, but also encourage time off for employees to be able to volunteer. I think that's really important. A lot of the activities and volunteer support that is needed at nonprofits happens during the work week. So allowing employees time to participate on a board or to volunteer on a regular basis, even if it's just a couple of hours a week or a month, can be really impactful to the nonprofits. And one of the things that we know through our partnership with the nonprofit partnership, NPP, is that the biggest areas of need for nonprofits are help with board and governance. So the more we can encourage employees to serve in a leadership level at a nonprofit, it will be really beneficial to the overall governance and the community at large.
And I wanted to ask, from your perspective, what do you think employers need to consider when they're working with a nonprofit? What makes it the right one for them and for their employees, for their teams to get involved with?
I think it's really, and it works both ways, both for the employer to think about, but also for the nonprofit to think about. It all starts with the values and the mission of the employer. So if you are an organization that is committed to healthcare or children or, you know, a different type of issue area, then really you can find a nonprofit that matches your corporate values. And I think that also inspires the employees within the corporation, because you're not only volunteering, which makes everybody feel good, but you're doing it in alignment with the company and the work of the company. It also, from the corporate perspective, you are looking to get something out of the relationship. And I think it's really important to be clearer with the nonprofit. So when I talk to nonprofits and say, sometimes it's not a fit, it might not be a fit for this company to support your initiative, and that's okay. You just need to find the employer or the corporation that has mission alignment with the work that you do.
Well, we're looking forward to making a connection when you're going to be presenting here at the Impact Luncheon and Nonprofit Fair on July 24th. But what do you hope participants take away from that event?
Again, I think it's really important that they understand the role and the impact of the nonprofits in our community, not just the way they might impact individuals, but nonprofits are a big employer in our community. They provide a lot of services that would not otherwise be provided. So I will talk a little bit about that. And the nonprofit partnership has some good data that I'll share about the size of the sector, you know, how many employees, and again, just the important role that they play.
We're looking forward to it. And for our listeners, Karen, what's the best way to learn more about Erie Community Foundation and Erie Gives?
The best way is to visit our website, eriecommunityfoundation.org, and visitors can learn all sorts of information. eriegives.org is the best way to learn about Erie Gives. And you can see all of the nonprofits who are participating and make plans for giving on August 13th.
Wonderful. Karen, it's always great speaking with you. And to make sure you hear more from Karen and the Erie Community Foundation about Erie Gives and other ways to connect with nonprofits this summer for the next year, be sure to register for the MBA's Impact Luncheon and Nonprofit Fair on July 24th here in Erie. You can visit mbausa.org to do that. Thank you, Karen. This is Karen Torres signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.